Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Nashville has received more than $13 million from opioid makers, sellers, and marketers who had to pay legal settlements nationally. This summer, the city released an unflattering internal audit of how the funds are being used. I wrote about how now local officials are considering a new approach. The health department is using the money to connect people to addiction treatment before they overdose. A June audit raised two main concerns. The department is using some of the money to cover staff salaries, and the audit says it's not tracking employees' time well enough, so the money could be paying for work unrelated to opioids. Auditors accused health department managers of interfering with investigations into that problem. The other concern is about oversight more generally. There were mistakes on payments to contractors, and the auditors say the department isn't doing a good job of measuring how programs are working over time. That's why the Metro Council is considering legislation to make some major changes. One of the bill's authors, Councilmember Aaron Evans, says some of that includes shifting some of the management to the city's finance department, creating a public spending dashboard, and requiring regular reports on how programs are going.
That is the goal here. I don't feel like this is adversarial to the health department. It's really just how can we make this a stronger process?
Nashville's struggles aren't unique because this money is a little strange. It doesn't come from taxpayers or federal grants, so it doesn't come with as many rules or supports. The opioid companies aren't keeping an eye on how the money's spent, so it's kind of the Wild West. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News. One mid-state county is delaying the start of the school year. On Monday, Sumner County Schools was alerted to a data breach of the district's computer network. Now, officials say they've revised the district calendar so that the problem can be handled before students report to campus. New student registration was originally slated to happen today. Now it's postponed to August 4th and 5th. The first day of school in Sumner County is now August 10th. In the meantime, the district is working with federal law enforcement and has hired third-party forensic specialists to investigate the data breach. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.